Increasing access to affordable financing among members of the micro, small, and medium-sized enterprise MSME sector is a major component of government's strategy to foster sustained economic growth for Jamaica. In seeking to boost access to financing for small businesses, Finance Minister Audley Shaw recently moved to reduce interest rates on loans available through the Development Bank of Jamaica. We explore this move and its implications on today's edition of Going for Growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Thanks for joining us.
There is a special loan fund at the Development Bank of Jamaica that is financed through a loan from the World Bank. I've discovered that that loan is coming out at somewhere in the 10 to 10.5, even perhaps 11% region to the micro enterprises. Anything that is double digit, we must automatically say that's too high if it's for productive activities. Everybody has to start thinking in a same common line and a common objective that we must want to bring our interest rates down.
Finance Minister Audley Shaw. The government, Mr. Shaw maintains, must be a catalyst in reducing interest rates for loans to the productive sectors and has therefore moved to ensure that loan funding channeled into the MSME sector via the Ministry of Finance and the Development Bank of Jamaica reaches individual enterprises at single-digit rates.
We get the money to borrow at LIBOR rate, roughly 0.5%. But what happened? The Ministry of Finance marked it up to 4 or 4.5%. Then the Development Bank of Jamaica marks it up somewhere between 1.5% to 2%. Then the approved lending institution marks it up by another 4%. So there you are, 10.5% or so. I'm about to instruct the Ministry of Finance, I think I've already done so, to unlend the money to the DBJ at 2%. The DBJ must unlend the money at 1%, and we are encouraging the approved lending institutions to put no more than 3% on it. What is that? 6%.
Another key component in reducing interest rates, the finance minister says, is bringing the exchange rate under control. Rates are typically kept high to give lending institutions flexibility in reacting to the devaluation of the Jamaican dollar. Aware that lending institutions will be more inclined to offer more competitive interest rates with greater certainty surrounding the value of the dollar, Mr. Shaw says the ministry is taking steps to arrest the rate of devaluation.
I've established a working group to meet with the governor of the Bank of Jamaica once a week to sort out the issues related to our exchange rate, because there's no shortage of foreign exchange in Jamaica. None. And it is having results, because the exchange rate is in fact revaluing now, because it has come back to under $129 to $1.
The finance minister says the efforts of the working group are being buoyed by the fact that Jamaica currently has record gross foreign exchange reserves of over $3.5 billion and record debt international reserves of about $2.5 billion. Fostering increased competition among lending institutions is another component of plans to facilitate more competitive interest rates on loans to MSMEs. Commercial banking licenses have been approved for Jamaica National and Jamaica Money Market brokers in recent weeks, and the government is working to encourage more suitably qualified financial institutions to take similar action.
Competition is always good. Now that we have granted 2 new licenses for the commercial banking sector, it is hoped that the overall profile of interest rates will continue to trend down while we increase loans to the productive sector, so that that can fuel the economic activity, the job creation, the productivity, the foreign exchange earnings, and the wealth that we all seek to achieve.
Finance Minister Audley Shaw. The steps being taken to reduce interest rates and increase competition in the financial sector are part of a wider government strategy of boosting financial inclusion across the country. That is, making it easier for all Jamaicans to access funds to pursue productive activity. Empowered to do so, Jamaica will be better poised to achieve the economic target of 5% economic growth over the next 4 years. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis, with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.